ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 7 चैप्टर नंबर 3 एंड टेक्स 36 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज। ना नॉट अंत इनसाइड द पैलेस और होम बही आउटसाइड द होम दीवा ड्यूरिंग द डे टाइम नक्ता ड्यूरिंग द नाइट अन्यस्मात् सॉरी अन्यस्मात् फ्रॉम एनी अदर बियॉन्ड लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अपि इवन च ऑल्सो आयुधय बाय एनी वेपन्स यूज्ड विदिन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड न नॉर भूमौ ऑन द ग्राउंड न नॉट अंबरे इन द स्काय मृत्यु डेथ न नॉट नरै बाय एनी मैन न नॉट मृगै बाय एनी एनिमल अपि ऑल्सो नान्तर्बहिर्दिवा नक्तम् अन्यस्मादपि च युधै न भूमौ नाम्बरे मृत्युर् नान्तरै न मृगैरपि नान्तर्बहिर्दिवा नक्तम् अन्यस्मादपि चायुधै न भूमौ नाम्बरे मृत्युर् नानरै न मृगैरपि नान्तर्बहिर्दिवा नक्तम् अन्यस्मादपि चायुधै न भूमौ नाम्बरे मृत्युर् नानरै न मृगैरपि। Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Grant me that I not die within any residence or outside any residence during the daytime or at night or nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be bought by any being other than those created by you, nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Responsibly, please. Grant me that I not die within any residence or outside any residence, during the daytime or at night, nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be bought by any being other than those created by you, nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Purport. By His Divine Grace, Hiranyakashipu was very much afraid of Vishnu's becoming an animal to kill him, because his brother had been killed by Vishnu when the Lord took the shape of a boar. He was therefore very careful to guard against all kinds of animals. But even without taking the shape of an animal, Vishnu could kill him by hurling his Sudarshan Chakra, which can go anywhere without the Lord's physical presence. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu was careful to guard against all kinds of weapons. He guarded against all kinds of time, space, and countries, because he was afraid of being killed by someone else in other land. There are many other planets, higher and lower, and therefore he prayed for the benediction of not being killed by any resident of any of these planets. There are three original deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. Hiranyakashipu knew that Brahma would not kill him, but he also wanted not to be killed by Lord Vishnu or Lord Shiva. Consequently, he prayed for such a benediction. But Hiranyakashipu thought himself securely protected from any kind of death caused by any living entity within this universe. He also carefully guarded against natural death, which might take place within his house or outside of his house. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adigaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nantar Bahir Diva Naktam Anyasmada Picha Ayudai Na Bhumau Nam Bari Mrityur Na Antarna Mrugairapi. Grant me that I not die within any residence or outside of any resident during the daytime or night time, nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be bought by any being other than those created by you, nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanyavadi Pachata Deshatarine. So everybody knows this famous katha about Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, and Lord Narasimha Dev. Hiranyakashipu, as we know originally, is pure devotee of Lord Jay and Vijay, guarding his Vaikuntha gates. But this is pastimes. Lord wanted to have some sporting pastimes. Lord can do anything and everything. There is no superior to him. He can undo the curse of four Kumaras. He can do many things. We don't have to discuss what he can do. He can do everything. But it's a transcendental pastime of Lord and his devotees. And that's why we have seen that being demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they are speaking exalted philosophies, except devotional service to Krishna. Karma, they talk about nice karma, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu says that by karma we get together, and by karma we become separated. Unnitanam svakarma bhi. Unnitanam, to separate from one another. Unnitanam svakarma bhi. Daivena ekatra nitanam. Or by deva, by supreme tendence, or by supreme arrangement of supreme personality of Godhead, deva, daivena ekatra, we meet everybody in family. We become family members. Daivena ekatra nitanam. Unnitanam svakarma bhi. Or according to our karma, we separate. It is just like a people come to a piao, come to drink water at one place, and they come together to drink water, and then after drinking water they separate from one another, they take their own path. Similarly, according to Deva, supreme tendons of supreme arrangement of Lord, everybody meets together and separate together. Hiranyakashipu, he's speaking exalted philosophy, but accept devotional service to Krishna. Because he has taken a mood of enemy of Lord. Not that he is enemy, but he has taken up the mood of becoming an enemy. Because unless you take a mood of enemy to Lord, Lord cannot have veer rush, veer fighting rush. melee of fighting with one another, sporting, fighting. So this is called demon. Demon means, definition of demon is that Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Definition of devotee means he is Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, devotee of Lord Krishna, Vishnu. One who is devoted to Supreme Personality of God, it's Krishna, he is called devotee. And Asuryasa Viparjaya. And demons are completely opposite. Viparjaya, Asur, demons. They are not devoted to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Krishna. They are called demons. They are devoted to demigods in certain way, certain extent, to execute certain task. They pray to demigods. So those who pray to demigods, they are demon. Simple. And those who pray to Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, they are called bhakta, devotees. Vishnu bhakta bhave deva asuryasya viparjaya. And those who worship demigods or other creatures, man, ghost, yanti devvrata devan, pitrun yanti pritruvrataha, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhyajinopi maam. Krishna is separating all four classes of people. Those who worship pitris go to pitris. Those who worship ghost goes to the ghost. Those who worship demigods, they go to demigods. But those who worship me, it is different. It is not equal to worshipping demigods. Those who worship me, come to me. I am the Supreme Personality of God. I am calling the sorts. I am the God, Krishna. So those who worship me comes to me, and they are my devotees. They are devotees. So Hiranyakashipu, he is posing himself to be a demon. And he is acting very wonderfully as a demon. He has no conception that inside I am a devotee. He plays very beautiful role. I don't think we can say that he forgot that he is a devotee. I won't say. Otherwise, how he can go back to home, back to God after this life? But he is taking that mood of perfect demon. So then, demigods worshippers, they are called demons. All demons, they worship demigods. Hiranyakashipu, he worshipped Lord Brahma. Ravan, he worshipped Lord Shiva. And so forth. They are the biggest demon. Lord Chaitanya's time, Jagai Madai, they worship wine and a woman. Demons. So, Hiranyakashipu, he is asking, first of all, he performs severe austerity. Severe austerity. So many years. And ant hill took over his body. And all ants, they eat up his flesh. The half flesh was left on half side, little flesh. And left side was completely bones and nothing else. Left side is only bones. And it is described by his austerity, tapasya, so much heat, fire produced that all planetary system, all inhabitants of all planets became very, very frightened and disturbed, unhappy and fleeing here and there and went to Lord, prayed to the Lord what to do. Severe austerity, tapasya. If he can perform this kind of austerity for Lord Krishna, I'm sure he will advent at very moment. He can advent. Severe, severe austerity, tapasya. The definition of tapasya, Prabhupada says, that voluntarily taking troubles for only Krishna is called tapasya. But here it is completely opposite. Voluntarily taking trouble for demigod, such as Lord Brahma, then that is not tapasya. That is sense gratification. One wants sense gratification from demigod. And that's why he is going through so-called tapasya, giving so much pain and distress to his own body, mind, intelligence. This is not tapasya. Tapasya, Lord is defining this in Bhagavad Gita. Yajna dhanas tapo chaiva na tajyam eva cha pavanani manushinam. Tapasya means pavanani manushinam. It should purify us. Tapasya means it is for the purification. Whatever trouble we accept voluntarily, that must be meant for purifying and at the end pleasing the Lord. That is tapasya. Pavanani manushinam. So Hiranyakashipu is pleasing Lord Brahma, and at the end he is asking Lord Brahma, please grant me boon. What boon? That I can never die. I can be eternally immortal. I can be eternally immortal. So Lord Brahma says, how is it possible in material world? This is mrutyu loka, where death is as sure as death. There is nothing more sure than death. Dhatasya hi dhruvam mrutyu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha, tasmat parihariyarte natum sochitum arhasi. Jatasya idruva mrityu. Those who have taken birth, their death is certain. And those who have taken death, those who are died, their birth is certain. Janma mrityu jaravyadi dukha doshanu darshanam. Repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease, sansar. So this mrityu log is sansar, where repeated cycle of these four things happens, as sure as death. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu, dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. So Brahma says, even I am not immortal. How can I make you immortal? How can I give you what I don't have? He doesn't have this. So how can I give you? So Lord Brahma denies this. So then Hiranyakashipu, being so much intelligent, the demons are very intelligent, their planet is above human beings' planet, Bhuvaha, that is their planet, Bhuvaha, Swaha, Swargalok. before Swargalok and above Bhuvalok. They are very sharp, intelligent, very tricky, very sneaky, very crooked. That's why they are little above human being. Looks like. So he is tricky, very tricky. He is trying to trick Lord Brahma. He cannot grant immortality, then grant me this, grant me that, grant me this, grant me this. Grant me many things. So he asked for many things, such as this. Na antar bahir. Not inside, not outside. Bahir. Na antar, na bahir. Na diva, na naktam. Diva means daytime. Naktam means night. Naktam, bhavayana cha vavaya. Naktam, night. So, not inside, not outside, not daytime, not night time. Na chasmad api, and nobody, no other than yourself. Anya asmat, from any other beyond Lord Brahma. And then he says, na bhumo na ambaro. Na bhumo means no earth. No ambaro means sky. Na bhumo na ambaro. Na murugai, by any animal, muruga, and narai, any human being. And then he goes on next loka, which will be tomorrow. He is trying to say that grant me all this boon that I cannot die myself in the sky or on the earth, inside or outside, by animals or by other than yourself, demigods, because you are my worshipable Lord, naturally you will not kill me. But other than you, no demigods can kill me. Na divau, na naktau, na rat, na day, na night. So he's trying to say to Lord Brahma, nobody can kill me. Nobody, no situation can kill me. Nobody can kill me. In anywhere. So he's trying to bind Lord Brahma into so many boons which can make him immortal. And then he, at the end, when Lord Brahma says Tathastu, then he declares, I'm immortal, I'm immortal. He's raising his voice like that. I'm immortal. Nobody's immortal. Immortal are devotees. Why they are immortal? Because they are beyond this body. Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanna, Atma. They are on transcendental platform where they understand that they are the spirit soul and they are part and parcel of Krishna and they are meant to serve Krishna, and that service to Krishna is immortal. So he is immortal. Everything about Krishna and devotees are immortal. Everything. Body may change, dress may change, but I am na jayate na mriyate kadachin, na ayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuya, ajo nityam sasvato yam purano, na hanyate hanyamane sarire. I am not this body, and even if I am this body is only meant for serving Krishna and his devotees. So body is also immortal, because body is connected with immortal Sri Krishna. So the consciousness is immortal. Well, Hiranyakashipu's consciousness is mortal, mortality. I'm going to die, because I'm the body, I'm going to die. So on this transcendental platform, we can become immortal. We can become eternal, immortal. That I am the Spirit, so I am Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Krishna is Supreme Brahma, Param Brahma. And because I am Brahma and Krishna is Supreme Brahma, I am His part and parcel, so I am only meant for serving Him. And that service, devotion, ahituki apratihata, is immortality. This is immortality. A devotional service never gets destroyed. A devotee never gets destroyed. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. This is immortality. This is immortal. But demon, completely opposite. No Krishna, no devotion. Enmity to Krishna. Enmity. I am God. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am Ishwar. Ishwaroham. Ishwaroham. Aham bhogi, I am bhokta. No bhoktaram yagyata pasham, sarvaloka maheshwaram, srut sarvabhutanam, gyatva mam santim richati. Not that, I am Ishwaro. I am bhokta. I am bhokta of yagyata pasham. Completely wrong formula, completely wrong consciousness. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi. Siddhoham, I am siddha. I am siddha. Krishna is the only siddha. Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar. Yatra Yogeshwar Krishna. Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva. Nitir Matir Mama. Yogeshwar, Siddha, is only one, Krishna. Siddhoham. Krishna is the only Siddha. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, Siddhoham, balavan, sukhi. And I am very sukhi. I am the most blissful, happiest person on the earth planet. Then why you are asking boon from Lord Brahma? If you are Ishwaro and bhogi and sukhi, why you have to ask boon? This is demoniac mentality. This is called demons. So, Hiranyakashipu got everything wrong. Everything wrong. I cannot die in sky, I cannot die on earth, I cannot die inside, outside, in sky, in whatever. He is asking so many boons. But he hasn't changed his consciousness, Krishna consciousness, the highest consciousness. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api kuto bilabhyate tatra lolyam api mulyam ekam janma koti sukrutai nalabhyate. This he doesn't know, Hiranyakashipu. The Krishna consciousness. He is not conscious of Krishna. If he is conscious of Krishna, he is immortal. Immediately, immortality. If you become Krishna conscious, then nothing can kill us, nothing can kill you. But because his consciousness is, I am the body, I am the king of all that I survey, and I am the only, I am everything. No, everything, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then you are immortal. Immortality means changing consciousness. Changing consciousness. I am spirit soul and I never die. Na jayate na mriyate kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya jatun ajo nityam sasvatoyam purano na hanyate anyamane sarire. I am not this body. The body dies, I am not the body. Then you are immortal. Where is the question of asking any boon? You are already immortal. but a demoniac consciousness. That makes us die, birth, death, old age and disease. And on that platform we can, on transcendental platform, spiritual platform, Brahman platform, we can visante tad anantaram, we can transcend everything. We can transcend birth, death, old age, disease, lust, anger, greed, anything and everything we can transcend. Whole material wrath we can transcend. If we are remaining all the time on the spiritual Krishna conscious level, transcendental platform, spiritual platform, Brahma platform, then no lust, no sex, no urges for sex, no kaam, no krodh, no lust, no mrityu, no birth, death, old age and disease. Only one thing remains: how I can please and serve Lord. That remains. That's all. Nothing else remains. Because bhakta and bhakti, Bhagwan, tino ek rup. Bhakta, bhakti, Bhagwan, tino ek rup. Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have the same nature. Bhakta, bhakti, Bhagwan have a same nature. Sat, chit, ananda. Eternal, no dying, full of knowledge and bliss. Bhakta, bhakti, Bhagwan. Tino ek rup. So this is immortality. Change the consciousness from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. And we became immortal. And with this consciousness, we cannot stop. If you stop, then your consciousness will get again degraded, polluted. But on that transcendental consciousness, we have to serve. Ahaituki apratiyata yayatma samprasiddhati. That makes immortal. Savai punso parodharmo yado bhakti radokshaje. Ahaituki apratiyata yayatma samprasiddhati. This is immortality. This is immortality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna, it is up to you. Maharavi, Rakavi, I don't care. I am beyond that. Or give me the birth at the home of your pure devotee so that I can associate, I can get his association and I get to serve him, your pure devotee. Brahma, same thing. Give me the association of your devotees. Lord Shiva is also asking again and again and again, please give me the association of your pure devotees. Lord Shiva is pure devotee himself, but still he is asking. Immortal. This is immortality. So immortality is not some artificial boon or artificial imposition in our mind or intelligence. Immortality means we should eternally remain situated on transcendental platform, Divya platform, Brahma platform, Brahman platform, on Krishna conscious platform. We have to make our consciousness into Krishna consciousness for eternity. That is eternity. That is eternity. So, demons means completely opposite. I want to kill Krishna. And I want to become Paundrak. Paundrak is, I want to become Krishna. Demons. And write a letter to Krishna, Paundrak, that please forget about your four hands, forget about being Vishnu, forget about the God, forget about, I have four hands. So this is demon. This is demoniac mentality. So I'll conclude. Immortality means changing consciousness. Immortality means engage ourselves eternally in transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna without interruption, without any motivation. This is immortality. Immortality means that I am Brahma, I am Brahmasmi. I am spirit, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. I never die. Na jayate na mriyate kadachin. And in this eternity, in this eternal consciousness, that I am eternal, I have to constantly serve Krishna, uninterrupted, unmotivated. This is immortality. We have to change consciousness, that's all. Then we are immortal. There is no pain of birth, death, illness and disease. Transcend this material world. So I'll stop here. Any question? Comment? Comment, Prabhuji? Bolo. Give me the microphone.
Nobody has a question.
No, Prabhuji. Panchagur Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Focusing on the eternality of the soul, but many times while we're in a society, we start getting distracted by the activities of the society. This person said this, and this person said that, and we get a little bit caught up or off track about the importance of pursuing spiritual knowledge and getting caught up in maybe some mundane activities. So how to avoid getting your emotions and your mind disturbed by what some people may have said or certain things that you believe or don't believe in. Stay focused on pursuing the knowledge of the eternal soul.
By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare.
This mantra will deliver your mind. Mantra. Mantranayate iti mantra. And will put your mind on transcendental platform. And never stay high forever, never come down. The ways and means and end and everything is one. That is chanting the holy name of the Lord, which will bring us to transcendental platform. And then on that platform, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Krishna protects. I protect you. And Name Bhakta Pranashyati. He will guard us under all circumstances. And will remain beyond this wrath of material happening, distress, dishonor, adoration, distinction, honor, man, puja, pratistha, ill feelings, hatred, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. Everything will spiritualize. All these things will be spiritualized by Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Krishna. And we are trying to associate with it, with Hare Krishna Mantra. So it will bring us to transcendence, and on transcendental platform, all this will get mitigated. It will not disturb. You will be fixed like Himalaya mountain. Let kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, enemy, enmity, everything come. Material onslaught, material attacks, let it come. But I am like a Himalaya mountain. Nobody can budge me. So you become very strong on transcendental platform and remain immortal, eternal on that platform. We have to attain that transcendental platform where there is no coming down. only going up. And where there is purity, nothing, no pollution. And pollution comes, then it gets purified automatically by the touch of this our transcendental consciousness. Like if I am on transcendental consciousness, pure Sachidanand consciousness, somebody is calling me, Jad Bharat, yeah, thank you very much, thank you. Somebody is saying you are a demon, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing is going to happen, it's not relevant, it's not going to touch you. And if it touches, then there is something lacking. We have to work on that. If it is touching us, these material onslaughts, material wrath, material things, object, calm, lust, anger, greed, everything, touching us means we have some drawback. Let's work on that. So work on that and come onto the transcendental platform where nothing can disturb you. Like a lamb. Dhira pragna sakha bhasha. Dhira pragya. Give it within the jar of glass, will not move. Steady. Dhira. So we become steady. Everything comes to this ocean, rivers, dirty, dirt, this, every ocean is calm, cool, absorbs everything and remains crystal clear, like California ocean. Miami ocean. Ocean of Miami beach. So we have to become like an ocean. Nothing can disturb you. Everything will come to disturb you, but transcendental platform. You transcend everything. You transcend everything. He asked this question for me. I didn't answer properly, but thank you very much. Any other question? Yes?
Whoever is going to work, take work, he will have to die, and who is going to die, he has to take work. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Punar Janma Bhagavate. It's all contradictory. So can you explain how this can happen?
So that is, I explained already, that it's a question of consciousness. Birth, death, old age and disease is also consciousness. I am spirit soul, I have no birth, death, old age and disease. I am on transcendental platform, I have no considered birth, death, old age and disease. So beyond birth, death, old age and disease. So that's what it is. Now your question is why there is a birth, death, old age and disease? What is your question, please?
As you mentioned, someone...
Oh, contradiction between Punarjanma and Punarjanma na vidyate. Contradiction. So it is meant for those neophyte people who wants to understand Bhagavad Gita. But one who came to that transcendental platform, Punarjanma na vidyate. There is no birth, death, old age and disease. I am the spirit soul, Brahman. I am immortal. I have no birth, no death, all these diseases. But to make people understand slowly and gradually, Krishna is explaining. There is birth, death, all these diseases, punar, and no punarjanma. So you come to immortality. Slowly and gradually he is explaining to people who doesn't understand the transcendental platform. So he is trying to slowly and gradually make them understand birth, death, old age and disease. There are no birth, death, old disease. How if you worship me? So he is explaining. There is, for soul there is no birth, death, old age and disease. But to people he is trying to make understand them slowly and gradually. Does that make sense? No? Yes? Yes, you can explain a little more. Any other prayers? He will explain you. Thank you, Prabhu.
So that in other words, asking the Brahman that I am not dying anytime or any time or anything like. So similar way, in the previous people also they don't want to die. When they are sick or something, they try to save their body. They do not want to leave their body. So can you tell something about this?
Then?
Can you tell something about this? They don't want to leave the body. Nobody wants to leave the body. Even a devotee or non-devotee, anybody. When they are about to leave the body, they
want to
see that how can I save this body?
Well, devotee doesn't want to leave the body for the reason that this body is very, very the most important body to execute devotional service to Krishna by many means. So that's why devotee would hang on to that body, would like to hang on to the body, because the human body is very conducive to serve the Lord. So that's a devotee's conception of keeping body together. Materialist conception of keeping body together is for sense gratification. It may be different kind of sense gratification, where he will perpetually suffer. So it's a different concept to keep the body together for devotee and for materialist. Make sense? Make sense? Huh? Further explanation from your side? Any other question? So time is up. Thank you very much. Granthrasimad Bhagavatam ki?
Yes.
Sri Krishna Balaram ki?
Yes.
Radhasham Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki? श्री गौर निताय की श्री रूप सनातन गोस्वामी की श्रील प्रभुपाद की आप सब वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की गुरु गौरांग की गौर प्रेमानंदी।